Hi, this is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at K-Bright Radio with a very special guest, Roy Rodas, Director of Intentional Neighboring for Love Costa Mesa. And he's here to talk about Love Costa Mesa Day coming up on Saturday, May 16th. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Will you lead us in prayer before we get started?
Yeah, of course. All right. Lord, we are just grateful for this time to be able to share about how we can love our city well. We thank you for the work that you're doing in Love Costa Mesa and throughout other city movements in Orange County. And we just ask that as we have these conversations, Lord, that it would inspire your people to step up, to love their city well. And we're just grateful for the work that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Okay, tell us what that actually means. Director of Intentional Neighboring.
Yeah, so my job is essentially to develop a network of folks who would say, hey, I want to care for my neighbors intentionally. I want to be, you know, obey the second greatest commandment that we have in Scripture, yeah, which is to love our neighbor as ourself. Yeah. And so, you know, in our conversations and in this role, it requires a lot of intentionality to be a neighbor. You can't just be a neighbor unintentionally.
Yeah.
You know, so getting to know your neighbors, knowing their names, building relationships. So my role is to develop a network of folks who will take on that task of being intentional neighbors and loving their neighbor well.
Do you remember where and when we first met?
I don't.
We met at a prayer meeting at City Hall. You were not with Love Costa Mesa yet.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay,
you were just in a transitional season of your life.
That's true.
And you were there to pray and just be intentional about being a good neighbor and praying.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I find that to be so awesome because fast forward, how long have you had this position now?
It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah, like fast forward a year and a half later, here we are in the studio talking about you working with and for Love Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool because when I first met you, we prayed over you, all of us.
And, that's true, I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, and we prayed like, you know, for you to have answers, you know, and direction and just really lead you into that right position. You know? We also have a special guest joining Roy.
Yes.
Daddy Daughter Day at work. So we have baby Stella in the studio.
Yeah.
So if you hear any cooing, it's not us. It's baby Stella.
Right. That's not me.
Yes. And she's only how?
10 months.
10 months. She's so adorable.
Months,
and such a joyful baby.
Yeah.
So easy. So anyhow, that's how we met. And I just remember that time. And then since then, you've just been going.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing you around the city and watching the movement and the relationships you've been building.
Yeah.
And last year at Love Costa Mesa Day, also there was a school with Terry Lee where she was doing what is that one? The school?
It's a Love Our Schools Day.
Yeah, Love Our Schools Day.
Yeah.
I saw you at that. I think that was at Vanguard.
I think so.
Where we met up. And I saw you there again. And I was like, man, look at him. He's so happy and thriving. And like, it looks so good on you. This job looks really good on you.
I can't say enough about how good God is because it was just his hand of providence, you know, from that time that we had that conversation and kind of everything that had transpired, the church closing and having lost my job. And then now, you know, because of those things, it was actually what opened up the door for me to come to Love Costa Mesa. And it was just been an amazing opportunity. And it was something that, you know, I had held as a desire in my heart was to do some work with Love Costa Mesa. I never imagined that it would be in this place doing what I'm doing now, you know, but it's been such an amazing journey just to see where God has brought us. You know, my wife and I, we feel very called to the city of Costa Mesa and we want to be there long term. And so it's very much our heart's desire to be here. And I'm just grateful that God has opened up this door and, you know, allowed me to build relationships with so many people in the city, including yourself and, you know, so many things that God has allowed me to do. So I'm very grateful for that.
I think it's so cool because you work with such amazing people. Like,
yes.
I love your team. Like, they're here.
Oh, absolutely.
I see them all the time, right?
Yeah.
I love them on a personal level and a professional emotional level.
They're everywhere.
I mean, Reyna has my heart. I was instant love at first sight. Like, yeah. I just loved her immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're going to be friends. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, yeah, we're friends. So I was like, I love what you guys are doing. And also Ian, obviously. And then you have Allie and Kate. There's just so many. I could just name them all right now. But truthfully, what a great organization and a very loving, godly team, right? And I love that this is for the community and you're bringing God into the community in spaces where sometimes he's rejected.
Right.
So that's also like a very big win. I want to ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
How did you come to know Jesus?
Well, I mean, I grew up in the church, you know, so my earliest memories are sleeping on the benches at church. And my grandfather was a pastor for 35 years before he went to be with the Lord. And I grew up in his church, a very traditional Spanish-only Pentecostal church.
Well, yes, let's go, you know? Pentecostals.
So, yeah, so that's my deep roots. I'm still at my core, you know, very Pentecostal. And, and my grandfather for me was just a big influence. But I came to know the Lord personally at about 5 years old when there was just a personal testimony of one of the members in the congregation who was, he was actually older man. Mm-hmm. He was blind, but he would come to church like every service. We had services in Pentecostal church. You have services like 3 times a week, you know? So there's men's service, there's kids, there's youth service, there's women's service, there's Sunday school. So in one of the men's service, he got up and shared his testimony. And it happened to be the day, the anniversary of his rebirth. So the day that he had accepted Jesus, it was the anniversary of that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, he was this big burly guy, would play his guitar from from his seat, you know, to like sing songs. And I just remember looking up to him so much. Mm-hmm. And when my grandfather pointed out in the middle of service, like, oh, hey, it's the anniversary of you, the day you got saved. He got up and shared a little bit of his testimony. And I remember feeling so inspired by that. I told my grandma, I was like, Grandma, I want to give my life to the Lord. And so she led me to the Lord right there. And we went and prayed on the altar and I gave my life to the Lord. And since that day, I've just followed the Lord.
Oh, so good. So, man, how is it that it's only been a year and a half? I feel like it's been so much longer. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
What's this whole Love Costa Mesa Day? What is it about?
Yeah. So for us, Love Costa Mesa Day is just about being able to show the love of Christ, show the love that God has for the cities that we are in. You know, we believe that the church should be representing the cities. Yeah, that's right.
Stella had something to say about that.
Exactly. The church should be the first group of people that is out there loving their neighbors, loving the city that they are in. And so we believe that we do that through acts of service. And, and that's one of the best ways that we can show up in loving our neighbor is being present, serving them in whatever capacity that we can. And so that's really what Love Costa Mesa Day is about, is how can we love our city? How can we bless our city? And we don't discriminate, you know, it's not just Christians loving Christians. It's we want to serve and love every single neighbor everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we work with every sector of the city to love them, to serve them however we can. So that's kind of our big day is we get, you know, as many projects as we can throughout the city and call volunteers from every sector of the city to serve and to love their city.
And city officials get involved. Last year there was like the mayor.
Yes.
There's a fire department that shows up with the, you know, fire trucks. You have police and all that. I know that you guys rally and meet up at City Hall, Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
And
so we have, we have city officials. We had senator's office come out. The mayor was there. We had, you know, local representatives from the city, from the state that come out and support, you know, and so, and yeah, it's a great collaborative movement that happens that day, you know.
Give me the dates.
So Love Costa Mesa Day this year is going to be Saturday, May 16th. And we're going to start with a morning check-in, you know,
8 a.m.
That's right. So we're going to have everything going from 8 a.m., but you get to have your coffee. You're going to have some breakfast burritos. You're going to have some pan dulce. And you can come in and grab your Love Costa Mesa Day shirt.
Yep.
Get to your projects. And projects are going to be starting between 8 and 9 a.m. and go up until about 12.
You're going to save me one? a t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You already know we got you one. So, yeah, so, you know, folks can come in, get their shirts, get to their projects. Once they're done with their projects, so, mm-hmm. you know, after 12 o'clock, they come back to City Hall and we have our lunch celebration.
Yeah.
And it's really that. It's a celebration of having been able to love our city that day and everything that we did.
Yeah. I remember last year, the morning coffee was from Mungo.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker, but
I think we're going to have Lion and Lamb this year.
Yes,
which is really good.
I love Lion and Lamb.
Oh, so good.
Next to Pastor Ben's church.
Yes.
No, honestly, okay, they have really good matcha.
Yeah, they have really good. All their stuff is really good.
All their stuff is so good.
They do a great job.
You're going to have Lion and Lamb?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well,
maybe
Lion and Lamb.
Yeah.
And Mungo in the afternoon as well. So,
oh, you
so
are?
They're still going to be there,
awesome.
But they're just doing the afternoon. Yeah.
And then,
so we're going to have coffee in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah. Maybe next year will be Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Because I saw them at the last leadership meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really cool to see them out and about and doing service for the community and joining hands with and partnering with Love Costa Mesa. I think a lot of businesses on your roster. I think it's so cool how much movement has been made in such a little amount of time.
Yeah.
So you guys are obviously doing something right. There's some project ideas and you're looking for project leaders?
Yes. Yeah. So right now we're still in, you know, we have space for about 10 or 15 more projects, which we ideally would love to have, you know, a handful more projects. So anything that can be like a service opportunity, whether it's, you know, cleaning up a neighbor's yard, anything that you can do to serve somebody, you know, we are doing projects from like cleaning out libraries to building shelves to doing large scale neighborhood cleanup, throwing out, you know, large items and things like that. So anything big and small that can serve, we're writing encouragement cards for fire department and that kind of thing. So all those kinds of projects we have going on. Yeah.
I remember the first Love Costa Mesa day that I did, I didn't know what to do and where to go because I was a vendor partner there, but I didn't know if I was supposed to do a project. So I saw that you guys had a station for writing letters and I was like, ooh, I'm good at writing. Let me do that. So that was the first project I worked on with Love Costa Mesa a few years back. Last year we did fences and gardening, I think it was.
Okay.
At one of the schools. Neighborhood school. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Yes.
Because I'm not a spring chicken, but it was so rewarding and I slept really good that night.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I think it's really cool to get your hands dirty.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And you should absolutely come and expect to be tired at the end of the day because it's going to be, you know, it's giving everything we have that day for our city and loving our city that well. So,
For more information, they can go where?
They can go to our website, lovecostamesa.org. They can go to our social media. We have everything posted on our Instagram and all that.
What's the name?
It's Love Costa Mesa. Love Costa Mesa on Instagram and then lovecostamesa.org for our website.
Yeah.
And so, all the links, all the information is there to sign up for a project. If they want to submit project ideas, like I said, we're in the last final stages of project preparation. So any other project ideas we have coming down, we're still open for that. So
if you're driving around and you can't get to your phone, you know where you can go to kbrightradio.com/events. All the event details will be on our website there. Roy, Rodas, any final words for our listeners?
I would just encourage you, if you're hearing this, to think about your city more often, because it's one of the things that we often neglect and we think, oh, there's nothing in, you know, there's no call for the Christian to his city. But the reality is that God cares deeply about the city. Mm-hmm. If we look at the end of the story in Revelation, it ends in a city. The letters in the Bible are written to the churches in a city. And so if you're a Christian, you need to be about your city.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that every Christian should have a perspective, a theology for a city.
Yes.
So I would encourage every believer listening to think about that.
Let's go Costa Mesa. Where are you at? We need some hands. Okay, be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
All right, thank you so much for joining me and Stella. We love you. God bless you. Until next time.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.